Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Shane O'Collins. Batting second, the second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting third, the third baseman, Buck Weaver. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Shoeless Joe Jackson. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Happy Felsch. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Chick Gandel. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Swede Risberg. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Eddie Sickott. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Sickott. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Maury Rath. Batting second, the first baseman, Jake Daubert. Batting third, the third baseman, Heine Groh. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Pat Duncan. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Larry Kopf. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Greasy Neal. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ivy Wingo. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dutch Ruther. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Dutch Ruther. And now, play ball. Shane O'Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins bunts towards the mound. Ruther fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Wingo and he is out, Rath applying the tag. Two outs. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is hit by the pitch. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rath moves to third. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rath tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Reds. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Daubert. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Risberg applying the tag. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch takes first base on ball four. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rausch. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Rausch steals second. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopf fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kopf. Jackson moves to second. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch bunts towards the mound. Ruther fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. One out. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Reds, 1. Sweet Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gandel. The throw from Wingo and he is out, Rath applying the tag. 2 outs. Sweet Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf strikes out. 1 out. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ivy Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a fly ball into center field. Felsch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Reds 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Sicotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicotte is called out on strikes. 1 out. Shane O'Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dutch Ruther is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruther takes first base on ball 4. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rath bunts towards the mound. Sicotte fields it and throws to first for the out. Ruther moves to second. 1 out. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Daubert hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Groh hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Reds 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Weaver bunts towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 0 for 1 in the game. Felsch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rausch hits a fly ball into center field. Felsch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 0-for-1 in the game. Kopf hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sickott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kopf moves to second. Ivy Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. Wingo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kopf scores. Neal moves to third. Wingo moves to second. It's 2-1, Reds. Dutch Reuther is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reuther is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reuther hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Felsch, who is chasing the ball. Reuther reaches third base with a triple. Neal scores. Wingo scores. It's 4-1, Reds. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Rath reaches second base with a double. Reuther scores. It's 5-1, Reds. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Daubert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rath scores. Daubert moves to second. It's 6-1, Reds. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Groh hits a fly ball into center field. Felsch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gandel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Risberg hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Wilkinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkinson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Rath fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the White Sox 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rausch hits a fly ball into center field. Felsch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 0-for-2 in the game. There goes Duncan. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Risberg applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 0-for-2 in the game. Kopf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0 for 2 in the game. Weaver hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Daubert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. Collins moves to third. Weaver moves to second. Two outs. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 0 for 2 in the game. Felsch hits a fly ball into right field. Neal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the White Sox 1. The Reds will come to bat. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ivy Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wingo is called out on strikes. One out. Dutch Reuther is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reuther is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Reuther hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Neal moves to second. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rath hits a line drive towards short. Risberg catches it and throws to second to double up Neal. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gandel hits a fly ball into right field. Neal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Risberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rath scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the White Sox 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Daubert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Collins who is chasing the ball. Daubert reaches third base with a triple. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Groh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daubert scores. It's 7-1, Reds. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rausch bunts towards third. Weaver fields the ball and throws to first. Gandel drops the ball. That's an error on Gandel. Groh moves to third. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg fields it and throws to second for the out. Groh scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-1, Reds. Larry Kopff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopff is 0 for 3 in the game. Kopf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shane Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Duncan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weaver hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the White Sox 1. The Reds will come to bat. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Neal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivy Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wingo bunts towards the mound. Loudermilk fields it and throws to first for the out. Neal moves to second. One out. Dutch Reuther is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reuther is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Reuther hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Felch, who is chasing the ball. Reuther reaches third base with a triple. Neal scores. It's 9-1, Reds. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Daubert is hit by the pitch. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Groh takes first base on ball 4. Daubert moves to second. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Roush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Neal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Happy Felch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felch is 0 for 3 in the game. Felch hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gandel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rath scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.